Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. Really happy to be here in Asheville. This is one of my favorite places, and it's my first time playing here at the Grey Eagle, so real happy you guys came out tonight to spend your Sunday with me.
Thank you.
Play one for you guys. It's one of my favorite Phish compositions. It doesn't get played very often, but it's an absolutely beautiful song, and I don't get to play it very often either, but you guys are so awesome and quiet tonight. It gives me a chance to play something that that I never get to do, so I hope you guys like it.
Thank you.
All right, so in case some of you came for the Grateful Dead music and you're wondering where is it so far, don't worry, I didn't forget about you. This next one I'm going to play is one of the songs off the new album I've been working on this year. It's called Better Left Unsung, and it's around 2 hours worth of solo piano interpretations of the music of the Grateful Dead. And it'll be out later this year, and you can pre-order it now, which is helping me fund the record independently, and I'd love to have you on board. So come see me afterwards and find out about it. But for now, I'm very excited to play this one for you guys. It's one of my favorite tracks off the album, so enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. I'm going to take a quick 15-minute break, but like a real 15 minutes, not a fish or dead 15 minutes, so don't go too far. And I'll see you guys back here in a few for another set. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. See you in a few.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. I know this is a little different vibe than what you guys are probably used to at the Grey Eagle, and I don't know, I'm really into that. This is kind of a weird hybrid of, improvisational rock and classical piano, and it's always funny to figure out where it belongs, you know? But I really appreciate you guys being open to bringing something that's a little bit more of a classical style into a venue like this, and I don't know, to me, both these strains of music at their core are really the same thing. You know, the changes in the melodies behind them, regardless of where you're seeing the music and all the stuff around it, is all the same. It's all about the same emotional connection through music. And so I'm really into the way this project can bring those two things together and hopefully get people who are into classical piano to maybe give Fish and the Dead a chance and see the beauty of the music there, and get people who are into Fish and the Dead to explore some of the music that's out there in the solo piano realm too that might not be on their radar. So thanks for being open to it and for stepping a little bit outside the box with me tonight. And along those lines, I'm going to play another Grateful Dead tune for you guys right now. So it's a little bit more inward, but it's one of my favorite tunes of theirs ever, and it was one of my favorite ones to arrange. So hope you'd like it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you, Asheville. All right, I got one more for you. That's not an encore song. Come on now, be reasonable. Now that's an encore song. The suspense is really building now, right? You guys are really wondering. You're like, oh my God, is it really going to be Ass-Handed Reprise? Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. I know, I love it too. But not today.